Well, hello and welcome to Friday's Sean Ireland Show. Does anybody smell a hog? How's that for a greeting for you? You know, in certain settings, that's not necessarily what you want to hear. But in this setting, it's a good thing because tonight is the big hog roast. It is tonight, finally, absolutely free. Absolutely free. All the food, all the drink, all the fun, the fixins, s'mores, you name it. And it is open to the whole family. So after work, 5:30 to 7:30, slip into something casual because it's a hog roast after all. I have my hog roast outfit ready to go. No, I really don't. I have to decide what to wear, but it won't be dressy. It's a very casual event. It's going to be great weather, and it wouldn't be the same without you. So make sure you make plans tonight. Like I said, it's not just an event for females, although the Dollywood trip giveaway tonight will be open to just the women, so it wouldn't get all weird in the RV. But tonight is open to everyone. 5:30 to 7:30, Alum Creek RV and Marine. It's right there in Delaware, close to Galena. And all you do is go up 71, go past Polaris Parkway and Gemini, and then your next exit, 3637. Get off there, head west near Alum Creek Lake, and kaboom, there you are, Alum Creek RV and Marine. So looking forward to seeing everybody tonight. Our whole cast of characters will be there. Yes, including Mom and Pop Culture, all the Ireland sisters, and all the crazy people that you hear on the show. So we'll all be there. A lot of giveaways, diamonds, a Dollywood trip, pontoon rental for a day out on Alum Creek Lake, and also the use of an RV for the weekend for some camping too. So all kinds of fun. We'll see you tonight. Don't miss it. It's going to be quite the hog roast. And can I get a yeehaw? Yeehaw. See, I pretend you did that back. All right, so what do we have for you today? We are going to, believe it or not, talk about auras. What are auras? You've heard that people have colors around them, all right? So whether you believe in this stuff or not, it's entertaining. So that's the way we're going to look at all this, is just kind of listen to it, take it in. Karen Deutsch is joining us today. She does this kind of thing. She can analyze people's auras. Says it is a scientific thing, too. So we'll find out more about that, and I'll find out what color I am. Although right now, pasty white is pretty much, since all I do is work. So I think I'll just cut to the chase and tell her what my aura is. Also tonight, you will be able to see Mike and Kay from Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They'll be there for the hog roast, and they are here every single Friday. And today we are going to talk about buying a home. Are the tax advantages still there for home buyers? You don't hear so much about it because real estate has kind of taken it on the chin, but Mike and Kay will be in to examine all that today. And to today, Mom and Pop Culture, before they descend on our city for the big hog roast, we're going to talk to them as well. So everybody, sit back, enjoy, and look forward to seeing you tonight. Thank you for being here for the Sean Ireland Show. And we'll start the show today with a visit from the one, the only, my parents, Mom and Pop Culture. And joining me before they descend on the big free hog roast, Mom and Pop Culture. Yay! That's the way.
Oh, how exciting that sounds.
I know. I'm going to introduce you that way today.
Oh, all right. But we are getting ready to head your way.
Have you ever been to a hog roast?
I don't believe I have.
I know I haven't.
No, this is going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
So do you have your Daisy Dukes laid out?
Oh, yes. That's all set to go there. Right.
Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots.
I'm coming country style.
Well, good. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's gathering 5:30 to 7:30 at Alum Creek RV and Marine. And we've got music, a free hog roast dinner, free beverages, alcoholic and otherwise, and a s'more station for the kids and all kinds of fun things to do.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful time, and I can't wait to be there.
I know.
It's going to be fun meeting a lot of these Sis Club gals and the people that are helping with the hog roast and the RV. And
yeah. Well, we're doing
that goes together there.
We're doing the RV Derby, as you know. So, Amy,
I will watch that one.
Oh, no, you're going to be sitting in the back of the RV as we whiz around.
I don't think so.
You didn't hear that part? Yeah, you got to sit on
hear that part.
I'm going to see if you can sit upright on the couch as we whiz around the course.
Do you have seatbelts on those couches?
There are no seatbelts, I'm sorry to say. No.
Okay.
So you might want to bring a back brace.
Oh, that's true.
What's Pops doing? Let's talk to him a quick.
Pop is here, and he's ready to go this evening, too. So just a minute.
Okay, all right.
So what's this all I hear about going on down there?
Well, you're coming to a hog roast. Have you ever been to a hog roast?
Don't think so. I've been to a lot of roasts, but... He's roasting me or something, yeah.
Yeah. Sadly, you actually see the little piggy go around and around. That's kind of sad.
I see. Well, what are you going to have? Was it a bull ride or a, what was it you're going to have?
No, we're having a RV derby. So okay. we're doing an obstacle course. And you know how well I drive. I'm sure I'll win.
I'm sure you will. Well, I thought you were talking about maybe having a bull ride in there. I was going to say, you know, we got enough bull around you, and we don't need no ride. You know? How's that? That's my best Southern accent. We don't need no ride.
Yeah, you better practice on that later today, but it'll be fun. We'll all be having a great time tonight. The weather's going to be great, so I'm so glad you guys are going to be there.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be interesting.
And you know what? I'm so proud of you for giving up your Harry Potter tickets to come to my hog roast. Thank you.
Well, I know. It's just one of those things. If I can't see my other true love, you know, Gaga, then I'm in real trouble, you know. So I can at least go back to Henry or Harry or whatever.
Henry Potter.
Yeah, you see how close I am on that.
I think Henry Potter was on MASH, wasn't he?
Could have been, yeah.
Colonel Henry Potter, yeah, he was on MASH, Dan.
I think he was on MASH, yeah. Right. Well, looks like we're going to have a big day, and so we'll be there.
All right, we'll see you tonight. Love you.
Okay, love you too.
Bye-bye. Chances are you've heard of the word aura before. Everybody supposedly has an aura. We all have light around us. We have different color auras, and they reveal, I guess, how we are, who we are, and what our personality happens to be, those kinds of things. We're going to find out more about it, because really that's about as much as I know right there. So what's your aura? Today, we find out. And joining me today in the Sys Club Air Chairs, a friend I haven't seen in many years.
Many years.
Were you on maybe another plane, Karen Deutsch? Because Karen Deutsch, psychic medium. However, more people find you how?
Through the word aura, as an aura reader or aura interpreter.
Huh. Aura being, explain to us.
Aura is the etheric band of energy that surrounds our body. And it really tells a story about our emotional health, our mental health, and our physical health. It's just amazing because when I see an aura, I know right away the characteristics of that individual. And they say, how do you know that about me? Well, I know it because your energy is speaking to me. Energy is just energy. It moves. It changes. It interacts with you. I even teach people how to feel your own energy. It's very simple.
This is a G-rated program, Karen. Thank you.
I won't touch. I won't get too close. But I will touch you without knowing that you've been touched.
I found her. Sweet mystery of life. Now, let's talk about the auras then. I've heard this many times. So what are the colors we're seeing or what you're seeing, what you're detecting when you're perceiving an aura?
I see different bands of color. The colors that I see are emoted or emitted from what we call chakras, which are wheels of energy which actually exist within our bodies. Huh. They're at different points within our bodies. They're usually aligned straight up through the body, starting from the bottom of the body, the coccyx area, the tailbone, moving forward and then moving on up through the spleen, the sacral area, which is the belly button, the solar plexus, mm-hmm. then on up into the heart, the throat, above your eyes, the third eye, and then above your head. And those energy wheels have control over different body parts and the way you feel. Western medicine has often depended, and Eastern medicine more than Western. Now Western is starting to look at it. But Eastern medicine has depended upon those wheels of energy to find acupressure, acupuncture points that will send out either warm feelings to different organs within the body, can actually, they say, heal some ailments of the body. So colors come from those chakra points. There are different colors for each chakra energy, and there's a stronger color and a weaker color. And if there's a weakness, sometimes you have to strengthen that color. You can have too strong of a color, which makes too strong of energy, and you have to soften that color sometimes. So I
you
see
change
all those
your personality
colors.
To yes, affect
through color
to
yes.
affect your colors.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I picture is that movie Predator. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
When that animal had all those colors all around it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
It was invisible otherwise.
Right. And now through MRIs, through radiography, we can see these colors much more clearly surrounding the body. Left brain, right brain, all around the body, we see these colors that I've been seeing since I've been a child.
When did you notice you first could see colors?
My parents said I was about 2.5 years old. And I would talk about, oh, isn't the dog pretty? And they'd say, pretty? Yes, pretty. I see a red or a yellow or a blue around the dog, or dogs, because we had multiple dogs and cats. So I would see these colors emanating around them. And then I'd see it around people. And my parents would notice I was never always looking right directly at a person. I was kind of looking out to the side or over their head. And I was always amazed and stating, oh, how beautiful these colors are. And then the next thing that happened, because my father was a very well-known surgeon in Columbus, I would make grand rounds, as would my siblings, with him on Sundays.
Back when you could do that stuff.
Absolutely.
Right.
When it was much safer, there was no MRSA or anything else. And I would go in and be able to tell my father what surgery he had performed on that patient.
Oh my golly.
So that started this whole process of, do I come forward? Do I say anything? Do I hold my tongue?
Were you scared?
I wasn't frightened. I was frightened more about people that were coming to me in my dreams, thoughts, colors that were coming to me in my dreams. That frightened me for many years until I really began to read more about it and understand more about it.
Why do you suppose so many people, I would say the vast majority, have no ability to hone in on anything?
Because we've forgotten how to use that ability. I say we all have more than five senses. We know what those five senses are. I've honed in on using those five senses. And in addition, I use common sense. Where is that gone? Hello?
Yeah.
Intuitive sense, that gut feeling that you get in the pit of your belly.
Sure.
Or even in your throat, you know, and towards your heart. And then spiritual sense. Spiritual sense means opening up to listening to what is going on in the universe around you.
Okay. Interesting. Now, for someone like me I'm greatly faith-based.
I am too.
Okay. I think that's what you get, though, is the people who make the dividing line, who say, if you even dabble that direction, then that's everything that Christ is not. So how do you resolve that?
I was raised in a very religious home, in an Orthodox home, and I actually went to a religious high school. And so we were always open to hearing things. There were gifts in the Old Testament that were given to our prophets, and we feel that individuals have certain gifts that others may not have. And I feel that I've just received a very special gift.
That's interesting.
That I use differently than others do. I've listened to that gift. I've embraced the gift. I do not take it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm serious about that gift. I also tell people that we all have that gift, that maybe I'm in tune with it. I mean, we all don't know how to play the piano, right?
Right.
After you take a few lessons, some may give it up. A few may go on to become concert pianists. How many professional golfers and professional athletes are there in the world? When you look at all the individuals living who had the possibility of being a professional athlete, there's really very few who have that high elevation of a gift. So I'm one of those few that have taken that gift.
Can I make an observation?
Absolutely.
Okay. I have never had this happen. It's kind of freaking me out a little bit. As we've been recording, there have been these periodic audio spikes I have never seen, and I have had people sit in that chair for close to a year.
Right.
And I have never seen this. It's the most bizarre thing. There is nothing going on in the climate.
No.
There's nothing I've changed in this room.
No. I'll tell you why it is. I have a tremendous amount of energy. And part of my energy is always aligned with being somewhere else. I cannot even explain it to you. But I believe, and as my clients will attest to, over now the last 15 years that I've been doing this full time, that I can reach out and put families, loved ones together with those who have passed over. Mm. So I always have a tremendous amount of spiritual energy that is around me. I have one foot here with you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one foot wherever it needs to be, searching the universe, mm-hmm. trying to reach out and touch someone else.
Hmm. Interesting.
You want to know what color you are,
Oh,
Sean?
Please tell me my color. Right now, pasty white.
But, but I actually have told you in the past. You are a crystal, but we haven't seen each other for 8 years.
You say colors change.
Right.
So.
Colors change, but our etheric color usually does not.
Okay.
And the etheric color is the color that is really the closest to your body. And then you have what we call operational colors.
Uh-huh.
And the operational colors are the colors that can change.
Okay.
Change with illness, change with happiness, change with stress, change with newfound love. All of that can change.
Okay.
And it can be constantly moving. You are a crystal with a lot of yellow around you. The crystal is the most balanced color in our universe. It's
really?
Both left and right brain. But most crystals use that left brain, analytical, get to the bottom line, get it done. That's you. On the other hand, your operational color is very yellow, and it's strong over in your left brain, which means that you work it for success. You don't work it for just high energy and to stay sunny in the world. And
no,
to
we
look
don't stay
optimistic.
Sunny anymore.
No, we don't. And I shouldn't have even said it that way. I apologize. Happy. But your yellow is an energetic yellow that is geared to success, maintaining optimism, always working it out.
Interesting. Did I always have yellow? Do
you yes.
know? I did. I've always been yellow.
Yes, you've always been a yellow. Huh.
And it's not jaundice. We're good.
No, we're okay. good. No, you do not have any kidney problems. You do not have any liver problems.
Good to know.
No, you don't. We can go out and hang back.
Good. We could go throw a few back. I'm glad to know that.
Yes, we can.
Have you ever had a situation? By the way, I love my aura prediction. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have you ever had a situation where you just know somebody's aura is just bad? It's just bad.
Right.
And how do you, for instance, if it's bad to the point of, you know, you're not going to be able to influence this person any which way. to right. change their aura.
Right.
How do you give that kind of information?
That's an interesting question. What I try to do is work around them. I can see that either they're resistant to me. You can tell a lot by how a person is watching you. That's why I always like to do in-person readings. But even over the phone, I can feel resistance. Mm-hmm. And so with that, or with an aura that is very pale, so you know something's going on physically, probably in the body when it's waning away. So I say to the individual, for instance, if it's waning, I know it's physical. I say, when was the last time you visited your physician?
Mm-hmm.
And that leads usually to an opening. They want to talk about it and they want to know right away what I'm seeing.
Okay.
So it's a few key words that I may use.
You don't just launch into it.
No, absolutely not.
And what are the bad colors?
There is no bad color. It's whether the color is actually lightening up too much. If I see a dark red in between somebody's eyes, usually that does not mean that you have a red aura, which is very passionate and a color of action. That usually means that an individual gets migraines or has sinus problems. Hmm. So I'll start by saying, when was the last time you had a headache? Sometimes with women, it's talking about female issues that I need to address. Hmm. So everything's a little different. It's learning how to read body language. It's learning how to interpret all the meanings of the colors of the auras.
One more question, and this is the doubting Thomas in me, okay?
That's
please
fine.
Understand. I'm fascinated by this. To me, right. It's like entertainment golf type stuff. You know what I mean? It's so entertaining to me. People are going to say, okay, but you know how a psychic can make a prediction?
Correct.
And it either comes true or it doesn't.
Right.
So people that are told they have a specific aura color, they
right.
wouldn't know one way or the other. See what
right.
I'm trying to say?
Oh, absolutely.
So there's really no right or wrong in how what you're saying.
Well, there is.
It's about believability.
I agree and I disagree.
Okay.
Because, first of all, the aura can change color. And on my website, I actually offer an aura test.
Good.
And people have taken it and I've said to them, depending upon your stress level during the day, whether you're taking it first thing in the morning or when you've returned from a bad day at work or a bad day with your husband or your family, wait until you're calmer to take that test.
Okay.
But more people than not have given me testimonial and testimony on the radio. You told me when I spoke to you that I was a crystal. I took your test and guess what? I was.
Yeah.
Well, it's just there. Plus, color really does match with emotional, physical characteristics.
Uh-huh.
It just does. We found out. I can't explain it.
It's interesting. Why don't you give out your information, Karen, so people can get a hold of you.
Absolutely.
And have a consultation and talk. And I still want to revisit this again with you, though, because I think this is one of those topics that can go on and on.
Oh, it can.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You can visit me at my website, www.whatsmyaura.com.
Spell aura for people.
A-U-R-A.
Uh-huh.
You can email me, Karen@whatsmyaura.com or call me 800-788-7776.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I even got my own number wrong. It's 888-788-7776.
888-788-7776.
Correct.
For Karen Deutsch. Thank you, Karen. It's been fun.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you. So I'm clear with a little yellow around me. That sounds about right. There you go. All righty. So you know who are bright lights? I'll tell you who. Mike and Kay from Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They join us each and every Friday for Financial Fridays. And today we talk homeownership. Is it really an advantage? And it is a Financial Friday with our good friends, Mike and Kay from Ameriprise Financial Advisors. You hear them here every Friday trying to break down for us in simple terms so that this whole piece, this financial planning piece, isn't so scary for people. You know what has been scary, guys? And I'm going to start with this as we talk about a subject today. I think everybody can vouch for the fact the real estate market is scary. Right now, this has been just a, a scary rude awakening for a lot of people. And I know I've got my house listed, but you know, anything short now of having a bake sale and lemonade stand out there, I don't know what I'm going to do. A topless car wash. I don't know what to do to get people to stop by. But it is kind of that way. And for someone maybe who is in dire straits or something, it's got to be even a more crucial, scary time. So what is going on with people who are contemplating selling their homes? And then, I know this isn't necessarily your expertise, but I think where you will be able to contribute to this is, this is a good time if you're a buyer, I would assume, to get that deal, the deal of the century when it comes to home buying.
Yeah, I think, just pure economics, people talk about how hard it is to sell their homes, and they're not going to get the price they want, but if you're going to turn around and buy, you're probably going to get a pretty good price.
Exactly.
So it kind of washes out. But the big thing that we're seeing with clients, and I even look at when I'm out walking in the morning in my neighborhood, is there are a lot of homes that have been on the market for a long, long time. And then occasionally you hear that great success story where they put it on the market and they sold it in, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. How does that work?
Luck.
Topless car wash, yes. I'm telling you.
Lucky that you have the topless car wash.
That's right. But obviously, it's still a good investment. Buying a home is still a recommended investment.
I think there's been a lot of conversation debating that as well, Sean, because in the media, people say, given the real estate market as it is, are people better off renting or leasing as opposed to buying?
Right.
But that's what Mike and I want to go through for some of the advantages that if you can sell your house and you do purchase another house, then there are some advantages for doing that.
Okay.
And the first thing that we were talking about was, which people tend to be aware of, but again, when you're weighing up the leasing and buying issue, is at least your mortgage interest is tax deductible. So that's one advantage that you're going to have as far as purchasing a home is concerned.
True.
Yeah, you can deduct the interest, and I think this applies to most people. You can deduct the interest that you pay on up to $1 million in mortgage debt. So, most people that I'm sure are out there have a mortgage that's less than $1 million. So, yeah, that is one of the benefits that you still get. Hopefully, it doesn't go away anytime soon, that you don't get that benefit when you're renting.
Right, exactly.
Real estate taxes, those too. People are really seeing those go up with what's been happening with many of the levies that have been going on in the different areas. But that too is tax deductible. So even though real estate taxes are going up, you can take them off of your taxes as long as you itemize.
Okay. Huh. I'm jotting all these down in my little mental notebook here.
It is a good thing. One of the interesting things, I think long term, and this is typically how we talk about investing. I think long term, owning real estate, I think, is a good thing. And I was looking at a statistic here. Let me see if I can find it. There it is. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the estimated home ownership rate in the United States at the end of last year was 66.5%.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's the highest in the world, but it's got to be up there. So I think, long term, it's still a good thing. But are people going to see appreciation on their real estate like we did in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. I'm not quite sure. I think it's going to be very slow growing. But if you're in it for the long haul and then you get some of these benefits that we just mentioned, the mortgage interest and the real estate taxes, it's a good deal. But if it's not a long-term investment, I think people may have to start looking at renting because that may be the better deal.
Yeah. What do you consider a long-term investment?
I think it's going to depend on kind of where we are in the cycle and what real estate market you're in. But, when I think of long term, I'm thinking in today's world, let's just take Columbus, Ohio. I'm thinking probably at least, 8 to 10 to 15 years.
I was thinking 10-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Well, back in the day, remember, that was everybody's goal. You were a grown up when you owned your first home. That was the way it was. And now, my gosh, as long as you've had these mortgages, some people are going to be in the home before they can get out from under.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what we try and do as well, to help people not spend too much as far as the house is concerned. There's times that some of the younger clients that come in, they want everything now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's trying to, again, decide how much you're going to spend on the house so you can still save for other goals as well. And that, too, can be a little bit of a catch if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think then for women, since that's who we are typically trying to help, if you're a woman who is maybe not married, widowed, divorced, whatever the case may be, and you've got to make a decision, as you're looking long term, Is getting a house as much of a great investment as it used to be, or should you be thinking about putting your money elsewhere?
That's a very good question. And I would say probably more times than not, it's probably a good deal. Once again, if you're going to be in it for the long haul.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what I believe. There, like I said, there are some cases, like the example I always use is that, you know, if you were, you know, going to move to another city and you thought maybe you're only going to be there 3 to 5 years, you probably wouldn't buy if you're only going to be there in 3 to 5 years. I mean, in the old days, it was like, you know, they used to tell you buy as much house as you can. Doesn't matter if you're there 3 to 5, these things appreciate, just, you know, it's going to go up forever.
Exactly.
And it didn't happen. Imagine that.
So for women, though, it's really no different. I mean, even if a single guy, I mean, you would still consider that a sound investment.
Absolutely.
Okay.
As long as you stay within your means.
Right.
Good point.
And how do you document that? How do you figure that out? Is there a, I mean, you always see those mortgage calculators and all that. Are those pretty true, or is that, does that not really take into consideration a lot of other elements?
At times when you go to, this is what happened with the problem as it came about. When you go to some of the mortgage lenders, they were telling you that you should be able to have 36% of your income you could be able to put down on a house. But people, once they went into a house, they got above and beyond some of those figures. And that's what created a lot of the problems that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the financial planning process, this holistic approach really helps you look at all aspects of your life without going after one goal and then forgetting about all the rest of them.
I think what women forget, too, is when you're buying a house, you're also buying house repairs.
Yes.
And things that are never anticipated, ever. Like
how about decorating?
Decorating.
All the decorating that you
I
do.
I know. Because there, again, you've got all those additional costs. If you live in a development, you've got association fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are so many other add-ons that I think sometimes you don't consider.
And when people build houses, that's also the case. You feel as though you're going to get this house for X amount, but then there's all the upgrades. And before you know it, you're $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 more than what you anticipated. So you've got to be really careful with those initial layouts.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I was going to share with our listeners today is that when people sell real estate, for most people today, because there just are not huge gains out there, most of the gains that you're going to have on the sale of a principal residence, you're not going to have to pay taxes on. And there are a lot of rules around that. I mean, typically if they're, take a married couple, they can exclude $500,000 of gains. So like I said, for most people, they're not going to have any tax ramifications if they sell their property.
Wow. Okay.
As long as they've lived in the house for 2 out of 5 years.
2 out of 5 years. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So there's that. There are many tax advantages. I guess you just have to weigh what are your needs and what are your goals. And that's why we have you guys. Thank goodness. So tell us how they can get a hold of you and talk about things like that before you take that huge step. Maybe that would be a good idea. And before I throw myself at the mercy of my topless car wash.
Can I be the hose boy?
There's no one else I would have considered.
I just broke my pen at that thought.
Anyways, if you would like to get a hold of us and talk about things like what's the best way to deal with your living arrangements, we can definitely help you. You can reach us in Worthington. At our offices there, we are at 396-3800, 396-3800, or you can go to the SeanIslandShow.com website, click on the Ameriprise link, and that will take you right into our website. And
I want to mention,
yes,
you will be there tonight. So another way,
yes,
another way people can come see you and maybe talk about these and other things, or at least sitting down and getting a plan put together with you.
Okay, are we going with the Carolina Blues tonight?
Blues, yes, blue tonight.
Carolina blue shirts, you'll see us looking, we're going to go black slacks.
Yes, I'm going to have capris.
Are you allowed to wear jeans?
Oh, that's right, we're going to an RV.
We're going to hog roast, for goodness
what
sakes.
What if it's 92? What do we...
You can wear shorts.
Shorts.
Oh, okay. So, right.
So come see Mike and Kay's legs tonight in their Carolina Blues.
I'm the guy with the bowed legs.
I'm the girl with the bowed legs. So there, you've got company. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
They are good people, Mike and Kay. In fact, you can meet them tonight at the Hog Roast. One last Hog Roast plug. Hog Roast, Hog Roast, Hog Roast. Free, free, free. Tonight, tonight, tonight. 5:30 to 7:30. Alum Creek RV and Marine. Dollywood Trip Giveaway. Celebrity RV Derby. Food, fun, music, more. You there. I didn't want to dwell on what I've been talking about all week, but we'd love to see you tonight. So make plans. just a free after-work fun time, very casual. So we'll see you tonight. And then tomorrow, hear about the whole Dollywood trip from the winners. We'll be talking to them on the radio for my radio show at 10 o'clock on Eagle 93.7. So tune in tomorrow morning, or you can listen online too. Just click the Eagle logo right here on my homepage, and you can listen live tomorrow. Oh boy, busy next couple of days. I hope we all take some time to relax though over the weekend. Enjoy yourself. The weather looks great. And I will be back here for you Monday, as I always am, and hopefully you too, on the Sean Ireland Show. Yeehaw! See you tonight.
Sure.